club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Huge news coming out of Penrith, MG. Massive news breaking today about the injury situation. Brian To'o set for surgery on a syndesmosis injury.
Wow, yeah, that's a big shock to me. It's a shock to all Panther fans. And he's had a magnificent season, and the poor bugger. Look, let's hope that he's back by finals footy. But I tell you what, the troops are down now for Panthers since Origin's come and gone.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Panthers, the situation they find themselves in very shortly. We've also got to talk about Craig Bellamy and his new big, fat, juicy contract at the Melbourne Storm. But, MG, as we do at the moment, given that we are in the midst of the Olympics, let's do this.
What's cracking?
Now we get a look at the world record line and the Australian working her way to the lead. Can she do it? Kaylee McEwen in front. Kaylee McEwen touches
yes!
first. An Olympic record. She wins gold and says, Dad, I am with you today.
Oh, Kaylee McEwen, the 20-year-old Olympic gold medalist, beautifully called there by Basil Zemplis on Channel 7, the official Olympic broadcaster here in Australia. Another gold medal, MG, and another fantastic moment in the pool.
Yeah, and all these moments, Liam, seem to have a fantastic story behind them. And it's about the struggle. It's about overcoming adversity. And these guys and girls who can do so, the rewards are insurmountable. If you just look at young Kaylee, her dad passed away last year, Sholto McEwen. He fought a couple of years with brain cancer, the poor bugger. His one dream was to see his daughter get a gold medal. So it was very emotional. You know, his dad was only 53. So to see that gold medal come to fruition, it gave me a tear in my eye. I've got to be honest.
You weren't alone in shedding tears, I think, today. And she does. She's got a tattoo on her foot that pays tribute to her late father that reads, "I will always be with you." And she says when she's there on the starting blocks in her tucked position, she can just see a part of that tattoo on the exposed foot. So another terrific
moment.
I'm getting choked up talking about it.
So am I.
Another terrific moment in the pool. But yesterday, MG, as we had with Ariane Titmus, when she won, we had the whole Dean Boxall moment, him going nuts in the stands. And today we have another lighthearted moment off the back of a fantastic performance. Kaylee McEwen went down after the race doing the interview on pool deck, as they all do. She's 20 years old.
Yep.
She got caught up in the moment. Here's how it went.
Your mum, Sharon, and your big sister, Taylor, are there watching. It's been such a difficult time for your whole family.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Fuck yeah. Oh, shit.
You can say whatever you want, young lady. Just the jubilee. Look, older sister was a part of the Libby team in Atlanta,
yes.
I think, as well. So, they had a C-bomb and an F-bomb in that same race.
There's Emily C-bomb at another Olympics, performed well in the final, didn't medal. But what I love, it is just, and you and I have seen this plenty, when you go live with athletes, and it shows it's not just rugby league players.
It's unbridled joy that you can't capture.
After a State of Origin or a grand final, whatever it is, you put a live microphone in front of an athlete and there is a risk.
You're going to get a swear word.
You're going to get a swear word. And so often we see that. They drop the first swear word and then they react to the first swear word by dropping another swear word. It is a brilliant moment. Well done to Channel 7 on their coverage. It is, again, I love the Olympics, the stories we're getting out of this. Another medal up on the tally. Well done to Kaylee. A couple of quick shout-outs as well, MG, for all the joy we're experiencing. There was some sadness today. Sally Fitzgibbon, who is a friend of this show. She's a legend. She's a champion surfer, and she wanted this gold medal in the surfing more than anybody. She had a dream since she saw Cathy Freeman run in the Olympics that she'd be an Olympian one day. But she went down today in her quarterfinal event, MJ. Here's her speaking to Channel 7 after the event.
It hurts so bad. This one, probably the toughest loss of my career. I fought my hardest and it just wasn't my day. And it's so hard and my heart's just, it's shattered. I'm going to work really hard and hopefully see you all in 2024.
Yeah, look, for those that question whether the Olympics are still got relevance in our lives, well, Sally Fitzgibbon's done it all in surfing, and she's broken down there saying that it was the worst loss of her life, in the green and gold. And Owen Wright, unfortunately, the same in the quarter final in the semifinals. Yep. So he'll go for a bronze. But yeah, it was Sally Fitzgibbon. I think the NBA, the basketballers as well, Liam, have been saying that, you know, Joe Ingles and Patty Mills saying that if we can win a gold medal, that would surpass an NBA ring. Yep. So it means a lot. And I said to you off air, I said, if Ben Simmons only would have come to the Olympics, it would have been so good for his growth. It just would have changed everything to get in that green and gold culture and to be loved by so many. And now we're going to have to do it without him.
Yeah. Well, commiserations to Sally and to Owen, to the other Aussies who didn't quite get there today. But again, if fulfilling a dream, becoming an Olympian, no one can ever take that away from you. Tomorrow, MG, we get Titmus v. the Ledecky. V2, episode 2, the second edition, when they go to head-to-head in the 200 metres final. Titmus has qualified fastest for that race. So,
she's prowling. She's looking good.
She's lurking. She's lurking.
Arnie, let's go, Arnie.
MJ, we've got to turn our attention to rugby league. Only the Olympics could knock this story off the top of the show. Brian To'o, the Panthers released a media statement at 1:50 p.m. today, saying that Brian To'o will undergo surgery for a syndesmosis injury off the back of last weekend's win over the Broncos. 6 weeks he's expected to miss.
That's massive, isn't it? He's we all talk about how beautifully he's been playing this year, Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai and Isaiah Yeo, but this guy is probably the most important player in their team. And I say that because everything that starts good from Penrith, he starts it off by one of them, you know, wild Mike runs that he just seems to just get through every two or three tackles every time he runs the ball. So starts off a set, and as a forward, you appreciate blokes like Brian To'o to the moon and back. That's a big, big, big loss. And on the back of the Abbey Coruscant drama, and all of a sudden, the smooth sailing of the Panthers isn't so smooth at all.
Well, there's only 6 rounds left. So basically, I mean, maybe he gets back early, but if you go by the timeline, he misses the rest of the regular season, right? Yep. So they get him back for finals, and they will play finals.
That's a silver lining, yes.
There's a silver lining. But when you talk about the Appy Coruscant suspension, he's currently serving a 2-game suspension along with the fine he copped for breaking the origin protocols. Nathan Cleary, he's out at the moment with that shoulder injury. There's talks that he might be ready. Cleary might be ready to go in 2 weekends' time. MG missed this weekend, but be back for the game against the Roosters.
I'll put him in cotton wool.
You'd put him in cotton wool.
Yeah, as long as you know you're going to finish in the top 4, as long as you know you're going to get 2 bites of the cherry, I wouldn't risk Nathan Cleary at all in the season proper. Depends. I'm not one to see how bad the injury is, but I do know this, that out of any person, not just in Penrith, but in the competition, there'd be no player working harder to get that injury right.
Yep.
So if they play him, it must be okay. But it's one of them injuries where we won't know until he has to make a tackle or he gets tackled again and lands on that point. So, it's you know, you've got Capewell coming through the origin period with, you know, on one leg at the moment, trying to nurse a knee injury. As we just mentioned, Isaiah Yeo got knocked out in the first 10 minutes the other night.
James Fisher-Harris is out of the bubble at the moment with the birth of his child, with his partner.
I tell you what, all lights are on you, Tevita Pengai Jr. Time to step up to the plate. We'll find out today in Team List Tuesday whether he's in the team, which I think he will be. But
it has to be.
What a story.
What a story indeed.
Save the day, Tevita.
And again, you can't help but think back to the start of the season with all this talk about why do they need Matt Burton? And why wouldn't we just let him go to the Bulldogs? And if you're Brian Fletcher, you're sitting here going, well, this is why we got Sorensen. And this is why we kept Burton. Because these things happen in rugby league.
I think the same thing was even muttered with Brett Naden when he signed for the Dogs. We'll just let him go now. We'll know because we need him on the wing.
And Tyro May's out as well. That's the other thing here. He suffered a medial ligament injury, so he's going to be out for a couple of weeks at least.
So he's been Mr. Versatile. He's been Mr. Consistent. You know, he just fills that 14 role beautifully, or 6 or 7 or 3 or 4. So, yeah. As I said, these are the bumps that you're going to take if you want to win a competition, and you've got to overcome them. And I still think they can. I still think Penrith will win the competition, but it's just going to be a little bit more harder now.
All right, let's change it up, MG. Staying with rugby league, a story that it was sort of broken overnight, but then it was confirmed this morning.
It is a 5-year deal, and I'm allowed to I suppose, bail out at any time, but I'll certainly be the head coach next year, and then basically I'll need to give the club an answer about the year after about what role. So, you know, I know I've said a few times that, you know, I'm going to retire and finish up, but sometime during that, you know, duration, I'll drop from being the head coach, you know, just to, I suppose, a coaching coordinator's role where, you know, it's just a part-time role.
The Storm have made it official, MG. Craig Bellamy has signed a 5-year deal to stay with the club, who will definitely, as you said, their coach next year. And then it's sort of, it's a great deal, actually. Basically gets to decide when he wants to hang him up.
You know what, I consider him the best of all time. At the moment, he sits on 490 games, which puts him fourth on the most of all time behind Bennett, Sheens and Brian Smith. Some argue that the great Jack Gibson was the greatest. And that's that's an argument that it's, you know, obviously valid, but I think this guy is. I think this guy, for the simple reason, he turns mud into gold, and it's just, he does it consistently. He just does it consistently, and I love the fact that he's going into his 20th year next year with them. I love the fact that he's really conscious of his legacy, that it will last forever with Melbourne, and I'm really glad that he'll coach next year, and then he'll have some say in what Melbourne have going forward. So, yeah, great news for if you're in Melbourne. It's ironic on the day we get the bad news from the Panthers end of the stick, that on the other end, they're probably their biggest competitor in this competition this year, the Melbourne Storm. Well, they signed the goat of coaching for another 5 years, and a bit of good luck comes their way. So that's rugby league, as you mentioned. That's rugby league.
Three premierships as coach, two obviously stripped away. He's a 5-time NRL Coach of the Year. When you, if I asked you to jump forward 15 years, MG, 20 years, and in the same way that people talk about Jack Gibson now and look back, when you look back on Craig Bellamy in 20 years' time, when he's all run and done with his fingerprints on football, how will he be viewed?
I think he'll be the greatest. I think there's already argument for he's the greatest. I think he's the greatest coach that's ever coached first grade. Firstly, for being in a non-rugby league city, which has probably helped Melbourne Storm because they're out of sight, out of mind. But I think what he is, he's a player's first coach. And what I mean by that, he's more worried about the players and how they grow instead of how he grows. I think he puts it two and two together and says, well, it's kind of automatic. If the players grow and it's because of me, well, I'm going to grow with them. And he's such an unselfish coach. I couldn't speak highly enough of him.
70% win rate at first grade level. From 490 games, he's won 343.
Freaky, isn't it?
It is crazy. And to think, I mean, again, the transition away from the big four, Smith, Cronk, Slater, Inglis, without so much of as a speed bump. And now we talk about Melbourne Storm's new big three with Pappenhausen, Munster and Grant and Jerome Hughes, the player he's become under his watch.
And Olam.
And now Justin, it is.
He's just amazing. He turns, you know, rocks into diamonds, and everybody wants to know how he does it. And I suppose until you've been down there and you've walked a mile in the player's shoes, you'll never find out. And that's why all the coaches who coach under him are in hot demand as well.
And I would imagine that the richness in terms of money of the deal and the length of the deal also reflects the fact that Melbourne Storm don't want anybody to know how he does it. They want to keep all that IP right, nice and tight and protected.
That's a very good point.
Hey, Craig, you want a lifetime deal? No worries, mate. Yeah. As long as you don't...
Just keep that vault locked.
As long as you don't disappear up to Broncos with that hard drive, mate, we'll pay whatever you bloody want.
Yeah, good point.
Before we go today, MG, dusting off one of the old segments we haven't done for quite a while.
Well, I haven't been this hot on the collar for a long time, and I had a week off, and maybe I got a little bit angry being away from you. But there's something I saw overnight that's kind of disturbed me, so it's time for a bit of this.
Oh.
Come on, man. It's ironic that I stole it from a American sports show, because the Americans are up in arms, and they're up in arms over, I think, the biggest breath of fresh air in Aussie sport for a long, long time, in Dean Boxall. Lindsay Gibbs, a US sports writer, says, I can already see Titmus's uncomfortably aggressive coach getting more attention than she does. and I am preemptively very, very, very annoyed by it. US tennis great Pam Shriver. When the coach tries to be the show, it's vomit emoji. Now, come on.
Come on,
come
man.
Come on. If you can't see that for what it was, for sheer and utter jubilation about your prized student winning the biggest prize on the planet, then you need help.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man. One more, please.
Come on, man.
And another.
Come on, man.
There's a reason Dean Boxall's the most Googled man on the planet in the last 24 hours. Everybody wants to know who he is. Everybody wants the piece of him because his utter jubilation is what we all want to see. That, to me, encaptures the Olympic Games. And not since Laurie Lawrence did the same type of thing with his charge of Duncan Armstrong back in 92. Well, I haven't seen or I haven't spoken to a person, not that I've seen many late out in public, but none of my mates that I converse with most nights and on house party and stuff, they love it. My family loved it. My extended family loved it. I don't think that anybody doesn't love what Dean Boxall brings to the table. He's had to sacrifice as well. He's got a young family. He's in his mid-40s. He's tried his hardest. This has been a plan for about 5 or 6 years to topple the world's best swimmer, and they pulled it off. And the sheer agony and ecstasy they've gone through was right there for us all to see when you've done the Ultimate Warrior. If you know your WWE, yes. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But to me, Dean Boxall, you are my man.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Great to have a come on man back on the Rush Hour. America, you just focus on winning the basketball.
Yeah.
All right? You're meant to be
winning
that.
Worry about your own backyard. Just worry about your own backyard.
Let us go and dominate the pool. You just sort out your own backyard.
And Pammy Shriver, who's the tennis great. Well, what about the bloke called Jay McEnroe?
Oh.
And his exploits. Come on, man.
Come on, Pam. MG, very nice. Great to have Pam. Come on, Pam. Great to have Come On Man back on the Rush Hour. We got to get out of here. Tomorrow we'll get your tips for round 20. And look, I'll say it. I think we'll be celebrating another gold medal. Not sure in what yet. I can't keep track of all the events, but I think we'll have one.
Yeah, well, I do too. I hope so. And we'll chat some AFL tomorrow as well. So big show tomorrow. Make sure you join us. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG, wherever you are. Stay random.